shooting pumpkins. The shooting area is in an open field separated from the public by yellow plastic tape strung along metal fence posts. In the distance, ATVs and pickup trucks wait for this year's contest to begin, looking themselves like small tin cans hung on a fence post for target practice. They scurry around after each shot, mark where pumpkins come back to earth, and send back GPS coordinates that help calculate the distance of each shot. On the firing line, there's activity, and half a dozen cannons are lined up and crews are checking mechanisms, counting pumpkins, and figuring out how to beat competitors. The king and queen of the Pumpkin Chunkin' Festival have been crowned. Winners of raffles have been announced. Lunch is winding down, and stragglers hurry to grandstands from full parking lots. There are a few issues, but by one in the afternoon, pumpkins are being launched one after another. There's a siren to warn us of a firing, and then a few seconds later, an explosion. Pumpkins shoot out of the barrels hot. If you are sitting just right, you can track the pumpkin as it leaves the barrel, follow it in its arc till it plummets into the field and splatters into harmless pieces of pumpkin pie. No one gets injured, maimed, or killed in this war. It is country fun for country folks. The distances are announced over a simple public address system, and the crowd cheers for a good shot. In unsettled times like these, chunkin' pumpkins seems a better pain reliever than alcohol, pot, or religion. The winning shot this year travels 3,185 feet. Competition is fierce, and people enjoy the annual event. Trying to do it better is what keeps this country alive, even if it is chunkin' pumpkins, spitting sunflower seeds, or tossing cow chips.